Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we know now that there is going to be two Canadian cities for the NHL, which I find interesting. But, it is what it is. From the standpoint of if that's where they feel like they can make it work, well, that is, what they're going to do. But at the end of the day, I mean, who knows? I guess is the best we can say. I do know this, that yesterday the minor league, the minor leagues were officially canceled. I don't think anybody was really all that surprised by it. You know, I don't think anybody was completely caught off guard by it. I think we all sort of expected it, actually. But, boy, that is a bad development for the Pirates. I've said this a couple times, when it comes to the Pirates. This is a really tough situation for a new coaching staff to work into, a new coaching staff to come on board to. And even, a new front office staff, because I think that, when it comes to all of these discussions, the Pirates were hoping to be a team that rebuilt their minors this year, hoping to be a team that was able to turn some, players like Keona Kella and even a Chris Archer, turn some of these players into prospects for that very reason. And so, to me, when you lose your minor leagues, you lose the ability to really sort of groom guys for the future and build up your organization. And that's not a good thing, just from the standpoint of trying really hard to become an organization that does things in a manner that you are building towards something in the future. It's one thing if you're a team that's established. If the Pirates were an established organization, established team, and, you lost the minor leagues, that would hurt. But I'll tell you, it hurts even more. It hurts even more when you're a team that is really this year relying on that kind of stuff. You don't have nearly as many, opportunities to get guys developed. You don't have nearly as many opportunities to kind of really take a look at what you have to see what you need. I don't want to say it's a complete waste of a season, because I don't think that's the case. But I think it's a season now that's very much going to be tough to really gauge what you have in your organization and get better. That's what it comes down to. So, I feel like if you look at the, the nuts and bolts of it all, it is basically a season where the Pirates are going to have to try and do the best they can do to still turn some of their players into prospects at the trade deadline, and also figure out how to develop guys as much as you can in, that minor league bubble thing or whatever that goes on in Altoona. It's going to be a difficult thing to do. And I don't know that you necessarily are going to be able to really, duplicate what you can do when you've got guys playing games, seeing live pitching, seeing different pitchers, It's just different when you play against your own team and your own teammates. And when you're working in camp versus playing games, that's why they play games. I think that that's going to be the interesting thing, is what happens at that point with the Pirates, all of the guys that are in the system that aren't getting an opportunity to work out this year in Altoona or wherever. You know, what happens to those guys? I bet you'll see some of them that we never see it or hear from again. It just doesn't feel like it's going to be the, you know, the case. And it feels like at the end of the day, the Pirates as an organization really just have some bad, bad luck this year. I mean, again, it sounds silly when, you know, everything going on, you've got the pandemic, you've got this, you've got people dying. I get it. Okay. Every team is dealing with it. I get it. Like, when we have these discussions, there are some people that want to say, oh, well, you know, people are dying. Okay, well, we're talking about in the context of sports. And in the context of sports and sports alone, the Pirates have been a little bit unlucky that this was the year they decided to change regime. This was the year they decided to change their pitching coach and their pitching philosophy. This was the year when a whole lot of things have changed about the organization, and you've got new guys in charge, and you're trying, you're really trying hard to build an organization, you know, rebuild the organization from the bottom up, and you're not able to really work on the bottom like you normally can because of the fact that there aren't minor leagues. But I'll tell you the other part of it is, if you really take a look at the bigger, even larger picture, because it's only a 60-game season, and I'm not sure what the trade deadline is, but I can't imagine. I think it's, you know, at the end of August or something. I mean, if you get to the end of August, unless you have been a team who has been terrible, I mean terrible, what's going to happen? You're probably going to be within shouting distance. You know, you're probably going to be within a few games here and there. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to run away and hide in a 60-game season. So then what do? Now all of a sudden you get to the trade deadline, and even though you're, you know, three games under 500 or something, you are also, you know, three games out of first place. Do you still trade guys? Do you try and add a few and maybe go for it? Or what do? How do you treat this season? Do you treat this season like it's a throwaway? Or do you treat this season, you know, like a normal season, and you're playing to win as many games as you can possibly win? I mean, again, I think these are all very, very important questions that the Pirates have to ask themselves, and they have to answer themselves before the season even begins. What's the philosophy going to be at the, you know, if there's a trade deadline, and it sounds like there's going to be one in August, right? What's the philosophy going to be? What's it going to be? Is it going to be we're playing to win regardless? Is it going to be we're playing to try and, you know, still build our program, you know, build our organization, so therefore we're going to trade some guys that we need to trade? I mean, it's not an easy season from that standpoint. Because again, I think if you really take a look at it, there is going to be not a lot of separation between these teams when it comes to the trade deadline. So if you're, you know, Ben Cherington and company, and you get to the trade deadline and the Pirates are two games out or two and a half games out or two games out of a wild card, and they say trade Keanu Keller or something, I can't imagine that's going to go over very well. I can't imagine people are going to be happy with that, to be honest. It's just the way it is. But, again, I think it all comes down to what are you trying to accomplish this year? What is it that you want to accomplish? What is it that you're looking to do? And you know, how is it that you're going to approach things like the trade deadline? So, you know, the Pirates, and the reason we're talking about the Pirates, well, of course, we're going to have our good friend Jason Mackey on at 6:20, and, you know, he's breaking it down for us. You know, they've obviously got started, or they're getting started with the spring training two type thing. And, you know, I feel like we're headed towards a season, but again, you know, there's so many variables. Who knows? That's the biggest question mark that everyone, you know, faces now is, are we actually going to get to the point where we have a season? You know, I choose to believe that we will. And so, you know, rather than talk about all these doomsday scenarios like some of the other guys, I'm just going to basically assume that we're going to have a season and talk about what it's going to look like for the Pirates. And again, I think the biggest thing, or the toughest thing for the Pirates, is the fact that they're not going to be able to really take advantage of, you know, trying to build their organization, because there are no minor league games. And also because the fact that the trade deadline, well, losing Chris Archer hurts because they don't have him as a, you know, as a chip, so to speak. But the other part of it is, at the trade deadline, you know what? It's, unless they're terrible, they're going to be within shouting distance. They're going to be in contention. And so they're not going to be able to really justify, probably, you know, unloading guys. Although I would think in year one, they probably would get a little bit more of a pass maybe than some other seasons, you know, down the road, because it is year one. We've got to get to a break. We'll come up. We'll talk to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. We'll pick his brain about the Pirates. And then we'll get some phone calls and all the other stuff. And, you know, we'll keep doing what we do. It is the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.